Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday morning, Tuesday, February the 6th, 2024, 13 minutes past the hour, 29 degrees and mostly sunny skies, and what an enjoyable morning it was. Driving down to get my large diet soda this morning, it was beautifully sunny, and that is what you want. Even though it's below freezing, 3 degrees below freezing, the sun will perk you up. That is for sure. 14 minutes past the hour. We're along here this morning. Had a great time yesterday morning with everybody. I enjoy talking about things, good, bad, and ugly. I enjoy talking about them. So I appreciate all the call-ins we had yesterday, and hopefully we'll continue that run this morning. Now, news story from overnight, kind of a very sad news story. I know a lot of people in Marion. Let me say this. I know that Marion is country music territory. And one of the most popular country music performers probably of the last 25 years is Toby Keith. And overnight, we learned that he died from cancer at the age of 62. And it's kind of an interesting story because I think he was diagnosed with this or made it public in the summer of 2022. I believe it was stomach cancer. But he kept on performing. He was performing in December of last year, so just a couple months ago. He did 3 shows in December, and he did a couple interviews, I believe, last month, not too long ago at all. Received an award at the People's Choice Awards, and that's how it goes. Though, I guess, and, you know, I always think when something happens like this, when somebody dies from something, a catastrophic illness that they have no control over, and you know, at a fairly young age now, we would say 62 years old, it's very interesting because it makes you think you've got to get everything done in your life that you need to get done. You cannot wait for tomorrow. And I'm so glad that Toby Keith had those three sellout shows in December and also was able to do some interviews in the last month or so. And also, I believe he got a People's Choice Award is what I was reading this morning. That's very, very important. So you've got, again, I say this all the time, and it's not only with catastrophic illness, but you've got to tell people what they mean to you, because even though Toby Keith had been living with this cancer, I don't think that anybody thought that he was going to be gone on February the 5th. I think that people thought he would have been around longer because he had been performing in the last couple months, and he had been getting awards, and he had been doing interviews. But the end can come very quickly, I guess, is what we all should learn and maybe take a lesson from here. And Toby Keith had a lot of great music, so, you know, he'll leave that. You know, that's the great thing, I think, about being in the arts. Not that anything else is not as important. But I think when you're in music or you're in art or you're in broadcasting or you make movies or you do things like that, I think you leave a little bit behind that people still pay attention to, or at least they run into from time to time. And maybe that's the secret to everlasting life. So sorry to hear of the passing of Toby Keith at the age of 62. But you know what? We all do have to go sometime, and at least he won't have to deal with that horrible illness anymore. So Toby Keith dead at 62. but got to do some great stuff in the last a couple months, and we're all very happy about that. You know, and this kind of goes back to the topic we had a few weeks ago. When you walk away from somebody who is not feeling well, ill, that's one of the most, I think, egregious things that you can do. I don't know if Toby Keith was married. I didn't see that. But it did say he was surrounded by his family, so I'm glad to hear that. But when you walk away from somebody when they're not feeling well, that is an awful thing to do. That is one of the most unforgivable things I think somebody can do, and people do it. And that is something you don't forget. If I see somebody walk away from somebody who's not feeling well, I always remember that. And I think it speaks to their true character. And to be honest with you, I was saying this the other night to somebody, that I think how you treat people when they're not feeling well is really the mark of your character. Because it's easy to treat people good when they're feeling well. When everything's up and happy and good, well, that's easy. I mean, that's not hard to treat people good then. But when you're not feeling good, that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we see what kind of person you are. So, again, sad to hear of Toby Keith's death at the age of 62, but what can you do? We hope he is in a better place this morning. Now, on this same note, now this just shows you the reach of this station, and this is one of the things I love about this station. I got a message overnight from one of our listeners, Calvin. And Calvin sent me a message. One of his friends, this is a young listener, by the way, in his 20s. Calvin sent me a message that one of his friends is going through, I believe, a surgery. I want to make sure I have this right. Yes, she's going into surgery today. And he wanted Pastor Craig to pray for this person who's going into surgery today. So I emailed this along to Pastor Craig this morning when I got it. And I think this is what good radio is all about. And I'm not talking about ratings or how many people listen or all that. What I'm talking about is there's a person out there who listens to this station in their 20s who has a friend who's going through a rough time. And when this person needs some prayers, they reach out to the pastor who's on this station. Now that could never happen in any other medium but radio. So I'm so happy, and I know Pastor Craig will send his prayers out to this person, and that's just one of those great things. We don't talk about that a lot on this program because we're having fun and talking about other things, but those kind of things are very, very, very important. And I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting thing to talk about this morning. By the way, the phone lines are open, as they always are, if any of this hits your mind. 740-751-4038. I mean, it's fun to talk about Miss Ohio, and it's fun to talk about groundhogs, and it's fun to talk about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and it's fun to talk about local politics. But you know, when you get right down to it, what this is all about is we get together every morning, kind of like a little coffee clutch, and I tell you what I've done, you tell me what you've done, and we talk about important things in life. And I think we all become more comfortable with each other in that way, and things like praying for people become important, and I think they should. So, it's a nice way to start the morning this morning. So again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know, when I do hear of the death, it's odd this morning that this is the big news story of this morning, Toby Keith dead at the age of 62, and then also getting that prayer request from one of our listeners. I think it's very interesting. Do we really pay attention to what we do and what we say and how we treat other people? because that's really all you have left when the end comes, whether it comes at 22, 42, 62, 82. You know, in the end, it's just how you treat other people and how they treat you. That's really what it's all about. So, I don't know. A little philosophical here this morning, I guess. But always tell people what they mean to you. Always do it. Sometimes it's a little awkward. It's always easier to be a little sarcastic with people. But try as much as you can to tell people what they mean to you, because I think that's really where it's at. We can have a lot of fun with each other, and we can joke around, and we can do whatever. But I think you should always tell people what impact they had on your life, good or bad. Sometimes it's bad. And, you know, maybe you should tell them that as well. I don't know. You know, I think philosophy is very important, but that's the way it goes, I guess. All right. Well, on to some lighter material this morning. The Friday night show here on this station with Carrington and Matt. Now, last Friday, I felt we had a very good show after Groundhog Day, because that was Groundhog Day night. What do you call that? Groundhog Day Eve? Or no, the night before would be Groundhog Day Eve, wouldn't it? So I guess that was the fallout after the Groundhog Day. So that'd be Groundhog Day night. I felt we had a very good show. We talked about what had happened that morning on Groundhog Day. We talked about Miss Ohio. We talked about a lot of things last Friday night, and I felt we had a very good show. Well, little did I know how good of a show that we had, because yesterday somebody was listening to that show in a different state who had missed it on Friday night, and they were sending me quotes about what had happened in that show and just said they were laughing their head off. You know, Carrington and I like to argue on Friday nights. I think people like that. I think it's entertaining for people. And so I'm glad that people get a lot of entertainment value out of the Friday night show. I think that's the point. I don't know why arguing is funny to people, but it is. I think when you say things that people don't expect, that's what is funny. If you say something that somebody doesn't see coming, you know, a lot of times you're not trying to be mean. You're just trying to be comical. And I think that's the relationship that I have with her. And people don't see the things coming that I say to her sometimes. And she gives it right back to me, which I love. And I think that is enjoyable for people. So if that makes you laugh or that makes you smile on a Friday night or whenever you listen to the replay, hey, that's a great service to give. And Matt is right in there as well. And sometimes when you listen to those shows, you can hear Matt laughing in the background at the things that we're saying to each other. So that's really nice. That's a really great thing. Again, telephone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But on the whole, I can honestly tell you that we do get along very well. We get along fine. I mean, we've taken trips to Cleveland together. We've done things outside of work. We get together at least twice a week. We see each other at other jobs a lot. So, you know, we spend a lot of time with each other. And we spend a lot of time with each other talking off the air. So it's, you know, it takes a lot of time to shoot things sometimes when you're doing television or radio. So we spend a lot of time just talking in the studio after we've done something. And as everybody knows, you know, on Christmas Eve morning, I was over at Carrington's house. So it's a very nice relationship to have. Now, what else do we want to talk about here this morning? Okay, that was the Friday night show. Well, I think I'm becoming a foodie. I should mention this. On Saturday, I was down in Columbus, went down to the New Spaghetti Warehouse, and that was a lot of fun. The New Spaghetti Warehouse is down by the Columbus Commons, and what I like about it, now a lot of people don't like the New Spaghetti Warehouse, because the parking is a little harder, and it's not in a warehouse, obviously, it's in a regular building now, But what I liked about it was the fact that now the Spaghetti Warehouse overlooks the Columbus Commons, which I think is great. Because if there's a show going on or there are lights up and it's night, I mean, you are seeing the Columbus Commons. You are right there. The Spaghetti Warehouse now is all windows, so you can see exactly what's going on in the Commons. So I think that's a great thing. And there's also, we had a long wait on Saturday night, probably an hour or more wait. But you can hang out at the bar. And I'm not saying you have to drink, but you can hang out at the bar and just kind of wait for your table. So that's a nice atmosphere. And we had a very nice bartender who did all the things with the bottles, you know, juggled them and did all those things. So that's entertaining. So it's a nice place. I think it's not bad at all. And we parked in the parking garage. So parking did not turn into such a horrible thing. Then last night, well, what a better way to spend Monday night. Went to Baker's Pizza. Did not plan to do that last night. But when I got off work, got a call, said, hey, do you want to go out for dinner? Decided we'd drive over to Bucyrus, went to Baker's Pizza. Can't go wrong there. Extra large pepperoni pizza and a diet soda. Good company, good pizza, great way to spend a Monday night. And then coming back, we stopped at Dairy Queen, got a large Oreo Blizzard, and I think the person I was with got a Reese Cup Blizzard, so it was very delicious. Good, good way to spend a Monday night becoming a foodie. So in the last 3 days, Spaghetti Warehouse, Baker's, and Dairy Queen. Now, has anybody else been to the new Spaghetti Warehouse in Columbus or over to Baker's recently in Bucyrus? Any thoughts on those places? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or are there any places in Marion that you would like to point out as a good spot to go out and eat? Now, somebody pointed out to me when I put this up on social media last night that a good place to eat, let me make sure I get this right, a good Italian place to eat is Shorty's in Delaware across from the hospital parking lot. Apparently good prices and good food. So Shorty's in Delaware for good Italian food. And of course I can also say here in Marion, one of the great places for Italian food is Sansoda's. You cannot go wrong with Sansoda's. Okay. And again, phone lines are open. If there are any food places that stick out in your mind that you like to go to, I'd love to hear about it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, what else here this morning? Well, we certainly spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the groundhog and the great fun that we had on Groundhog Day on Friday. By the way, is it Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day? I heard it pronounced two different ways. Now, I know the movie is called Groundhog Day, and I've always called it Groundhog Day, and in press releases, I've always seen it called Groundhog Day, but some people call it Groundhog's Day with an S. Now, which is it? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day? You know what that reminds me of? You know, like Meyer. Now, if you look on the building, it's Meyer. But some people always call it Myers. Let's go to Myers. And Kroger. Same thing with Kroger. The sign on the building is Kroger. No S. But people will say, let's go to Kroger's. You know, I've even had people write checks with an S on them. Kroger's. Why is that? People don't do that with Walmart. They don't say Walmart's. So why do people do that? You've heard people do this. Why is it Myers and Kroger's. Why do people put an S on those? The sign does not say that. Is that like Illinois? You know, it's Illinois, not Illinois. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Talking about the groundhog, do you know what the theme song for the groundhog is?
What's that?
Me and my shadow walking down the farmer's bean field. Here we go.
You know, that's who sang Me and My Shadow? That's a very famous song.
Now I'm finished. Do you know who sings that?
I don't know, no.
Taylor Swift.
I bet she does.
Yeah. It's a new thing coming out. Haven't you seen it on BooTube?
You know, no, I haven't seen that. But I know anything Taylor Swift done is going to be a big, big hit.
Yeah. If you was going to rate, you know, we got back and got in and got out of those ratings, you know. There was several people on your show and this and that. They didn't like being rated, you know. But how would you rate Miss Ohio Miller with Taylor Swift from a 1 to 10? Or could you have higher numbers or lower numbers on that, or just one?
You know, I don't know if people like to be rated or not. I haven't heard any backlash on being rated. Now, I've heard backlash from other people. Like, when I rated Miss Ohio, Carrington did not like that I was rating her. Now, I've never heard Miss Ohio say she did not like being rated. So I think it's other people who don't like me rating them. But I do want to go out, and I'm going to give them a rating here, but I do want to go out on a limb here and say when I'm rating somebody, I'm not rating them on their looks. I'm rating them on several things: how they look, their personal appearance, how they, their brains, how smart they are, how do they carry themselves.
I think the women you had for Groundhog's Day was both very good looking.
Mary Ellen in Miss Ohio?
Well, you put Mary Ellen first. That's the correct way to go. And then the second one, I just know by name, Miss Ohio, or however you want to pronounce her name. Her last name's Miller. So I don't know, but that's the way it goes. I heard you use the word ugly this morning, and I thought, well, I don't know, good, bad, or ugly. And I thought, you know, what is ugly? I don't think that sunrise, boy, it was beautiful, Scott. I've just come in, and my goodness, what a beautiful morning. Not hardly a wind blowing at all. And did you notice when you was out, there's a haze in the sky like the forest fires up in Canada burning again, or was that just my eyes?
No, there is a little bit of a haze out there, but you're exactly right. It is a beautiful morning.
God, I don't have to go to the eye doctor then. You was the same one at your age and my age. Why, that's remarkable. I'm glad I called you and talked to you. You actually made my day by doing that. I couldn't ask anybody else because Carol's still laying in bed and Wiz is laying here in bed. I jumped in bed and listened to your show. So keep on going. We'll hit a subject we might all hit on today.
Well, I'll give you the rating here. Now, Madison, I have that Miss Ohio, I have decided, and I think I said this on Friday night, I think she's a 10 because I think overall she has all the traits you would want in a person. Now, Taylor Swift, you know, I really don't know because I don't know her personally, but from what I've been able to ascertain from her, pictures and whatever she does, you know, I would put her probably like a 6 or a 7. I think she sometimes makes decisions that I wouldn't make, but her popularity certainly is undeniable.
Now, what's her age?
Taylor Swift, I think early 30s.
Not Taylor Swift. You're talking about...
Oh, Miss Ohio.
Yeah.
I think Miss Ohio's 23.
23. She's very young. Yeah. And, you know, you got to... there's a lot of people built on character, and that's just like they're just getting a start. They is maybe still in the same house because they haven't got out of the house yet and maybe just going to school, college, that is, or something like that. But character comes from being in the real world for maybe a good many years. That character is built on lots of things besides 23 years of life, you know.
Well, and that's why I give her a lot of credit for what you just said. At 23, she really seems to have it going. And there are people in their 40s and 50s who I've known pretty well who they got some problems. So I look at that and I say, hey, this girl's doing okay at 23. I've got to give her credit.
Well, boy, I know somebody about 42 in the radio business. They've been around quite a while. I got to give them a lot of credit. Hey, you have a good day, Scott. I'll catch up with you later.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, phone lines are open here. Call in anytime you like. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. About said the number three times. I don't know if I've ever done that, given the number three times in a row, but if it'll help, that's what I'll do. 740-751-4038. We'd love to hear from you out there. Still talking about the spectacle that was Groundhog Day and Miss Ohio Madison Miller, 23 years old. Great, great person to have as the groundhog last Friday. One of our groundhogs. Of course, the other groundhog was Mary Ellen Withrow, and we had a lot of fun with both of them on Friday. And, you know, I think this is about Miss Ohio, why I keep giving her credit. Gave her a lot of credit on Friday, gave her a lot of credit yesterday, and continue to give her a lot of credit today, is because of what the caller just said. She's 23 years old. She went after what she wanted to do, and she did it. And I also have a lot of respect for her because she has a nonprofit. Her nonprofit is to help veterans. I think that is such a noble cause for a 23-year-old girl who's clearly got a very busy life. You know, there's a lot of us who aren't doing anything for anybody else. And this girl is Miss Ohio, very, very, very busy life, also has a job, and she's helping veterans. That's a big cause for her. And I found her endlessly fascinating. She lived over a funeral home when she was younger. It's just a whole fascinating story, I'm telling you. It's just, if you heard it Friday, I don't know how you could not be fascinated by it. Now, did she look good? Well, of course she did. She's Miss Ohio, for God's sake. But I don't know. I just thought there was something very pure about her intentions in life. Helping veterans. How could anybody disagree with it? Being Miss Ohio and being a great representative for the state of Ohio did not have a lot of makeup. I mean, it was early in the morning. And having a good enough sense of humor to jump in that groundhog suit and do what she did for us. I mean, how could you not like somebody like that? How could you not say they were a 10? I mean, most people wouldn't do it. We take ourselves very, very seriously in life, you know, where everything is so serious and everything everybody says is so serious. Well, you know, come on, give me a break sometimes. Sometimes things are just for fun. And she was a good time. And, of course, Mary Ellen. You know, a lot of people thought Mary Ellen would not put on the groundhog suit, and she did. And so you got to give it to Mary Ellen for doing what she did. And in the end, we got national attention for it. What's to argue with at this point? All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And by the way, we did have a comment yesterday that I found interesting. I had said that Madison was very pure and so on and so forth. And one of the reasons was she didn't have any Botox. She wasn't all tanned up. She didn't have a lot of makeup on, so on and so forth. Hair color, hair dye. And somebody had said, well, at 23, she doesn't need that stuff. Well, yeah, that's probably true. But you know what? I don't know that people in their 30s and 40s and 50s need it. I think they just do it. Because I think to them, looks are a very important thing. So if looks are such an important thing, then why wouldn't we talk about them when people are in their 20s? I mean, I guess I'm confused. Are people afraid of getting older is what this really is all about. Are people afraid of getting older? And don't you think people's character is really shown in how they treat people when they're not feeling well? Again, I think these are two big things. I think we don't spend enough time talking about stuff like this. But that's just my opinion. And if you have one, you can share it. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, somebody did say yesterday, well, we'll come back to that later on. But I do want to, by the way, has anybody been to a restaurant that they enjoy as of late? Like I say, Spaghetti Warehouse, the new Spaghetti Warehouse in Columbus, I thought was great. Baker's last night was great. Of course, Dairy Queen is always great. You know, there's just something that Dairy Queen does to their ice cream that is completely different. And I'll tell you, I immediately like anybody who brings me an Oreo Blizzard. I immediately like those people when that happens. Now, I know that seems somewhat shallow, but it is the truth. If I get an Oreo Blizzard, absolutely, from Dairy Queen, I should mention, that's right where it's all at. Okay. You know what? I got a letter from the Women's Club the other day, and I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about this because I think it's an important thing. It might have been last year, might have been a year ago now, that I got a request. The Women's Club wanted to know if I had any information on Madge Cooper, legendary broadcaster here in Marion. And I said, yeah, I do have some stuff on her, pictures and videos and interviews that I did with her and things like that. And I sent them over to the Women's Club last year, and I got this nice letter back from them last week. Now, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but basically, this is what it says. We want to extend our most sincere gratitude, Scott, for sharing some of your precious memories and records pertaining to Marion's one and only Madge Cooper Guthrie. Adding those records to our archival collection will allow us to further capture impactful stories of the women in our community who worked tirelessly to make it a better place to live, work, and play. As you are aware, we are working toward creating the Women History Resource Center by renovating the dilapidated carriage house located directly behind the historic home on our club property. When complete, the Resource Center will house and protect one of the most complete records of women's history, Midwestern history, and classic and civic association history in the nation, including Madge's legacy. So, I was so glad to get this letter from the Women's Club because it does, this is what we were talking about earlier in the program. How do you have some kind of everlasting impact or life? And here we are, Madge has been gone now for 15 years, and yet people still want to know about her. People still want information on her. People still want her to be part of the collection so younger generations can know what she did. Hey, First Lady in Broadcasting here in Marion, that's not a bad title to have. So I'm so glad that the Women's Club is doing this, turning the old carriage house out back into the Women's History Resource Center. I think that's a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I give them tremendous, tremendous credit for doing that. And I'm so glad that our very own Madge Cooper will be a part of that. Because, you know, this other part of going on forever, somebody has to look out for your, I guess, legacy, I guess is what people call it. Some people have to look out for your legacy. And it's, you know, Madge did not have any kids. And Madge did not, of course, if you don't have any kids, you don't have any grandkids. And her nieces and nephews are getting rather old at this point. And they did not live in Marion, and of course her husbands are all gone, and she only had one brother, and he preceded her in death. So, you know, who's to remember except people who got to know her later in life, and I was one of those people. So I'm so glad that Madge continues to go on, and I'm so glad I've kept the stuff that people still want to look at, pictures and video and audio and so on and so forth, because Madge was a great, great lady. And I've been lucky enough to run into a lot of great ladies in life. Of course, Madge, of course, Mary Ellen, Marianne Michaels, of course. But, you know, it's not even women who are older or no longer with us. It's people like Miss Ohio. You know, I think I will remember that forever because, and I hope we see more of her, which I think we will. Just a fun person to be around. And that's what you want to surround yourself with in life. Fun people to be around. You know, again, things trigger things in your mind. And, you know, if you're on social media, you get these things that pop up day to day that remind you of things you did on that day years ago. And here's what I've started to notice. Is that there are things that pop up that I have done on this day years ago that I think, what in the world was I thinking doing that? So now I think these memory things have kind of become a memory of bad events. Go ahead, caller.
How good are you at math, Scott?
Well, somewhat good. I can give it a try.
I met Madge Cooper when I was 17, so I was, 16, because I would have been, I graduated when I was 17, 59, so I met her when I was 17, so I wonder how old she was then when I met her.
So you would have met her, let's say, in 58, would that be right?
How old was she when I met her? Yeah.
Right. So
graduated in 59. I graduated when I was 17.
Okay, so 59 is when you would have met her?
No. I've probably been 60. Maybe I was a sophomore because I was working up the short board when I met her on Main Street.
Okay, so 1960. In 1960, Madge would have been, hold on, I'll figure it up for you here.
Yeah, I know you.
She would have been 50.
Oh, yeah. Crying out loud. She was fairly old then when I met her, according to me, when I was 17. That made somebody 50 seem old to me. You know,
when you live to be 99, that's pretty good.
Yeah, there's where the it all come to head. She was 99 when she passed away then.
Yep, she had a whole another 50 years to go when she met you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. I didn't know that, Scott. I'm glad I got that straightened out in my mind because I've heard you talk to her so much about radio and stuff, and I met her when she was 50. And she's never married or had children, so that's another plus that she was very sincere to me. She was just, I helped her. She had a station wagon, I think, taking some boxes up Main Street, and I just happened to be walking up there towards Ford. And I thought, man, what's that woman doing? All these boxes all over the ground. And she was taking them up, probably the radio station for something she was doing is empty. And they blew out the back. They had them back there in the back, one of them station wagons, you know, the tailgate or something opened up. I don't know how it was. But anyhow, the box was there. I seen this woman picking them up. So there, old young me, I could just sprint it over there. And I said, hey, I'll help you get these up. Of course, back then, it wasn't as busy on North Main Street as it is now. And there she was picking them up. And I said, I'll hand them to him. You put them in there how you want. And she said, you ought to put them in there. She said, I put them in there and they didn't stay. And that was kind of joking woman. So she must have been a very friendly person with everyone doing that with a strange young man like me at that time.
Well, she did have two husbands. She just outlived them both quite a ways. And she never had any kids with them. But she was... She was married actually to Howard Guthrie. A lot of people remember him. He was a pretty prominent attorney in town for a while. And but in any event, she was a very...
What was her name to start with, Al?
Her given name was Madge Cooper. That's what she was born.
Cooper. Cooper, and then the Guthrie.
Yeah, you're right. She married Howard Guthrie, and she became Madge Cooper Guthrie, and then he died. And then when she was, I think, in her 70s, she married a guy that she knew when she was young. His name was Sanford Marshall. And it's a horrible story, but they were only married, maybe a couple months, and he died of a heart attack.
Wow. Well, I remember when the Guthrie part, because I think there was this young man that went to Harding was named Guthrie. It could have been his father or something that connection. There was some connection in my mind vaguely, but I wasn't in the radio, listening to radio or nothing like that. And, pop tunes or something like that on the radio and stuff like that. But as far as listening to, like, radios today, like your show and stuff like that, why I never got into it. Well, they didn't have that back then either,
Well, they didn't have. No, but you know what? I'm so glad that she'll be preserved because she was a very, and not that everybody's not unique, but Madge was a very unique woman. I mean, she worked until she was 97. She had a unique way about her, and anybody who met her, I think, would say, now there was an interesting woman.
Oh, yes, I got that at that young age. You just don't get those qualities of thinking about people like that because you aren't around them, but I've been around people there, and it just stuck out in my mind. Boy, she is really a nice woman. And she told me, and she said, and what, something about, what are you going to do in your young life? What do you want to be? And I told her I'd like to be a outdoor guide up in Canada and stuff. Be a guide and take people on hunting and fishing trips. And she said, oh, that sounds very interesting. Back then, it wasn't a big thing, but boy, did it ever turn into a boom thing from that day I talked till the day I'm talking today. That kind of profession was really a big time thing. But she said, you know what, young man, if you ever need any help with anything to ask me or anything like that, she said, feel free to see me. And she mentioned WMRN, so I know that was her going up to the station that morning.
You know what's interesting? I'm glad you bring this up, because one of my crusades in radio has always been to put more women on the air. Now, the reason for that has a lot to do with Madge, because Madge was the biggest person in Marion radio in her day. And it's interesting because for some reason, women floated out of radio. I mean, we had Marianne Michaels for a little bit, but not very long. And other than that, I can't think of, I mean, there were other women. I'm not saying there weren't. But they certainly did not have long runs. They certainly did not have the impact of people like Madge and Marianne. And this has always been a thing for me to put women's voices on the air, because I don't understand why there are not more. Think of the other radio stations in 2024 we still have on the air. How many women do they have on? I don't think they have any on.
And how old did you say she was when she started radio business?
When she started, she was, hold on here. She would have been 31.
Well, that's, she's getting right up there. So for women getting jobs and stuff, there wasn't too many, and she tackled that job. And those guys, guys that would have hired her and stuff, they knew radio, that's for sure.
They did, and she was hired by the manager or the owner there, Bob Mason. But to me, that's why it's important to put women on the air. And I hate to say that, you structuralize that and say women, but we need more women's voices. And I think that's why when I run into somebody like Carrington or she's the one in my, or Linda Sims, to be honest. Linda Sims has been with us for 10 years now. I always think, well, maybe Carrington will be the next Madge Cooper, because somebody needs to do that for women. We need to hear women's voices. Little girls need to hear women's voices. It doesn't just need to be the man show.
I think the radio and TV is flooded with women right now, every place and every voice. I scan channels and stuff here sometimes in the afternoon and stuff, just listening to different talk shows. I hear a lot of same stuff that you say on the radio and using the same kind of language, radio talk, as the other ones. And I said, I wonder if they got that off of Scott Spears, or Scott Spears got that off of them. Because I didn't know how many Marion stations is on the radio. And I listened to them just now, and just going through them for ball games and playoffs and stuff like that also. But on TV, we've had a little trouble with the TV, going to get a new antenna, but we've been getting that 34 or something like that. And the women on talk shows on that 34 station, a couple of them on it, they're women. They flooded the market, and weather people, oh my goodness gracious, women, weather. So the market is flooded with women right now.
I think you're right about television. I think television has done a better job. Usually it's a man and a woman and weather people. But radio...
You get on the FM station and you scroll down through there real slow, and the AM station, and you hear women on that chat all the time. I mean, they're on there.
Well, maybe in Marion we're just behind. Because I'm thinking about the other stations in Marion, and even WMRN. When I worked at WMRN for the 5 years I was there, no other women worked there on the air. It was all men on all the stations.
Maybe that's because you was up there.
And maybe it was. They had to make way for me, so they had to get rid of all the women.
And then they wanted to come back. They said, oh, my God, there might be an opening down there on... Scott Spears show, I'm going to go down there and knock on the door, but if they could find the door, hey, right offhand, real quick, I know we're going to get cut out, but how many stations, this one you're in right now, how many stations since you started have you been in? About six or seven?
No, it's much, three radio and one television.
Only three stations?
Three stations, WMRN, WDCM, and here. I've been here 10 years. We celebrate in June on this station, 10 years.
No, I mean you personally.
Right. Three. I started at WMRN, and then I went to WDCM, and then I came here.
Excuse me. I done the buildings. How many buildings?
Oh, buildings. Oh, my goodness gracious. What?
Ted, get straightened out, Ted.
Listen.
There, I knew it was more than three.
Now, listen.
I think about three times that.
We're going to break. I'll think of it and give you the
You're
answer on the other
side. You're listening to The Place for the best guests and talk.
Thanks.
From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny. And I laughed, and the laugh